Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and welcome to Thriving Thursday. In order for you to really thrive, it is important for you to become more self-aware. We've been talking about self-awareness and how to really learn to connect with who you really are, the true essence of you. We've been talking about that all week long. And believe me, this is all leading up to what's coming as it relates to increasing your income, having better health, more wealth, and cultivating those fruitful relationships so that you can really have the lifestyle that you want. And we call that doing life with power, because that's really what it's all about. We're not here just to pay bills. This is not your sole purpose for being on this earth, is to get a job and pay bills and then go home and be bored with your life on a daily basis. You are here to live a life of power. You're here to make a valuable contribution. You're here to have fun, and you're here to have, your finances increase so that you can live the lifestyle that you've always wanted to live. And yeah, that does include paying some bills, but it doesn't include being bogged down by the hustle and bustle of life. In order for you to get to where it is you really want to be, it's important for you to become more self-aware. We have to really pay attention to ourselves, and that's actually going to contribute to our growth process. Have you ever met someone who gets upset with someone else because of their behavior, or they play the blame game? You know, that's become kind of common in today's society, where someone else is always to blame for something that's happened to us. And unless you become more self-aware, people will still stay kind of in that mode of blaming other people. When we blame someone outside ourselves constantly, there is no personal growth taking place. That's just kind of us being kind of a big baby and putting the blame on someone else so we don't have to look at ourselves. Adults take the time to look at themselves, or at least mature adults do. Listen, but self-awareness, when we hear about that, we often think that it's about internally and being internal. So today we're going to talk about becoming fully aware of you. And fully aware is not just checking yourself inside, but also paying attention to yourself outside, your external world. As I said, self-awareness is generally an internal process, but there are some instances in which the outside actually holds the clues you need to understand what's going on inside you. Without question, how you feel is reflected in how you look. I mean, how you dress, what you do when you get up in the morning, your facial expressions, your posture, your demeanor, your clothes, even your hair, all say important things about your mood. And what these things say about your mood is also telling you about something that's going on inside of you. Physical appearance is more straightforward. What you wear sends a pretty clear, established message about how you feel about yourself. Finally got that out. So you really want to pay attention to what you're wearing. For example, wearing old sweaty sweatpants and a ratty t-shirt and really having disheveled hair every day, or you're having your hair out of place, having it not combed every day tells the world that you've given up, that, hey, look, this is it. This is as good as it gets with me, and I'm done with all of this. While overdressing for every occasion and never missing your weekly haircut lets people know that you're trying way too hard, that perhaps you have some insecurity within you because you want to be likable, you want to appear to be perfect. And so the thing about that is, you say, well, okay, so if I dress kind of ratty and ragged, then so what are you saying? You're saying that I've given up, but if I dress really super sharp, you're saying that I'm trying too hard? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is that when you become such a stickler for, and it's okay to have a routine. That's really important. I have a routine that I follow. And it's okay to follow that routine. But what I'm saying is that if you're one of those people who make a big deal about having even a tiny little hair out of place, then yeah, you're trying way too hard. So you're kind of on the side of being a little bit too anal. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not here to judge whether it's good or bad. This is all about self-awareness. This is about you learning about you and deciding if it works for you. If not having a hair out of place, if that works for your life and it's bringing you the lifestyle that you want, by all means, go for it. But you know what? If you are trying too hard, that kind of falls under the category of some self-esteem and confidence issues. So you want to really pay more attention to what's going on with you. Your demeanor, it says a lot about your mood, but the message can often get twisted. So this is why it's important for you to pay attention to your demeanor. For example, when you get dressed to go to work or go to your office or deal with a customer, or even if you go to your home-based business, you're walking to the other side of the house. I know some people who work at home, hey, they stay in their pajamas all day long. Does that mean that they've given up? No, pajamas match. They're not ragged. So the thing is, you can wear what you want as long as you are aware of why you're doing it, and you're aware of the demeanor and the moods that are going with whatever it is you're wearing. And so what we're talking about today is really becoming fully aware of you by not just checking your inside, but looking at your environment on the outside. And so if your demeanor says that you are kind of a stuffed shirt, but inside you're not, you need to know that. You need to be aware of that. I can remember years ago when I first got into real estate, and that's like probably about 20 years ago when I got into real estate, and I hadn't been out of the military that long, and I'm a person who smiles, but I'm not exactly a morning person. Now, I've since learned to wake up smiling and get up smiling and not be so groggy, but back then, I mean, I'd stay up until 1-2 o'clock in the morning and then drag myself into the real estate office that I was working in at the time. And believe me, there were no smiles. And there were times when I even forgot to say good morning. Okay, I didn't forget. I just didn't want to. But I'm a person that likes to have fun. I've always been that way. But my demeanor reflected that I was kind of a grouch. And it wasn't until we started imitating each other at a meeting one day, and where we did this kind of the mirror effect, and someone imitated me, and I thought, wow, do I look like that? Really? This is how I come in the morning, like the grouch of the century? And I know I'm not a grouchy person because I like to laugh. So my point is that you want to be aware of the demeanor and the message that you're sending so that they don't get twisted. So your demeanor, but here's the other side to that. Deep down inside, during that time, I had some financial challenges. I mean, I did not have a lot of money back then. I was brand new in real estate and I was behind on my car payment. So a lot of that was probably in the back of my mind somewhere, and I didn't walk in with a smile, not just because I stayed up all night, but mostly probably because I wasn't aware that the issues that I had going on inside, that I was actually showing it on my face. So for here, if you're meeting someone for the first time, this is a good example, and you're feeling insecure about how you will be received, like a lot of people are like that, you might tend to be aloof, and you might tend to be a bit standoffish, or you might come across as overzealous and make the person super nervous because you're like going overboard, once again, trying too hard. So, but the thing is, and this is not about whether that behavior is right or wrong. What this is about is whether that behavior works for you. If that's the behavior that you want to exhibit in order to get to where it is you're going in business, when it comes to making new friends, any endeavor that you've embarked on, and if you're not getting the results that you want, then perhaps you need to become more self-aware and see what you're putting out there. When you find yourself in situations like that, where you're meeting someone for the first time, or you're going to a meeting for the first time, or a job interview, or whatever the case is, it's important to notice your mood, and you want to consider its influence on your demeanor. As I said, you know, years ago, when I first got into real estate, you know, I'd stay up till 1 and 2 in the morning. So first of all, I was tired. Secondly, because I was behind on my car payment and I needed a car for real estate, my car. And at the time, because I was super new, I was kind of hit and miss on making sales because I had no clue as to what I was doing. And so the thing is that my demeanor actually reflected kind of a stressful look, because on the inside, my mood was really one of probably nervousness and fear and all of the above. So my demeanor was not one that says, hey, I can hardly wait to get to know you. I'm a friendly person who likes to laugh. So whatever look that you're projecting, you want to be aware of it. This will tell you a lot about what's going on inside you. Is the look that you're projecting to the world one that you've chosen, one that your mood created, or is it one that you tend to lean towards by default? If you're a person who says, well, I'm not a people person, and I've met people who say that, well, I'm not really a people person, and then they want to get into sales, you're in the wrong business. And I never could understand that. I get it. They're introverts and extroverts. But I never did understand the concept of not being a people person, especially if the person is married, especially if they have children. Okay, children are people. Your spouse is a people. So if you can connect with them, you can connect with other people. The thing is that we take the default road sometimes because we've chosen not to kind of dig a little deeper to see what's going on inside us. If someone walks up to you and asks you, hey, are you in a good mood today? You don't look like you're in a good mood today. Then that's a clue right there. This is all external stuff that's taking place in the world around you or your environment. And they ask you that, then that's a clue for you to say, wait a minute, let me see what's going on with me. Maybe if you had a fight with your spouse and you think you're going to work and you're kind of playing it off a bit, but it's reflecting in your demeanor and it's showing in your mood. Well, and someone says something to you, this gives you an idea as to how you handle things and how you process, let's say, not only stress, but how you process mishaps in a relationship or when there's an argument or something. So it tells you how you handle certain situations and how you process those things. So you want to pay attention to what's going on with your mood. So once again, you want to look at, is the look that you're projecting to the world one that you've chosen? Because that's the thing. Have you ever met a person and who, no matter what's going on in their life, they seem like they're smiling all the time? And people go, oh, they're so happy-go-lucky. Listen, it doesn't mean that they don't have any issues. They've just chosen to smile. They've chosen to project a happy look because it's actually going to make them feel better. So you get to decide what mood that or what look you want to project when you deal with other people. And as a result, it will put you in touch with the mood that you actually need to develop on the inside in order to display that, as opposed to just kind of having your default look show up. So certainly what you project reflects how you feel, and it's up to you to take the time to understand that. Because when you take the time to understand what your feelings are, now you're becoming more self-aware. Once again, people who become more self-aware, they're actually more confident, they have more courage, and their self-esteem goes up. See, it doesn't mean you don't have issues or challenges. It just means that because you're more self-aware, you know how to deal with these things a lot better. So taking a moment here and there to check yourself out and see what's going on with you will allow you to understand your mood before it sets the tone for the rest of your day. Because here's the thing about us as human beings. We can actually change our moods. We can make whatever changes we need to make, and we can create whatever feelings we need to feel. That's what, I guess, emotional control is all about. And I know yesterday I talked about the fact that emotional control might be a little bit overrated, but that does not mean that it doesn't have a place in your life, because it really does. So when we talk about becoming fully aware of you, we've been talking for the last couple of days about checking your emotions and your moods from the inside. Now I'm telling you to pay attention to your environment and pay attention to how you dress, pay attention to how you carry yourself. This is going to tell you a lot about what you think about you. Not only that, you can take it even a step further. If you're having trouble looking within to kind of spot your emotional patterns and to learn more about you and kind of spot your tendencies, you can discover the same information, and you might like this part, you can actually discover the same information by looking outside yourself at the movies, music, and books that you identify with. So this is going to tell you a lot about you. When the lyrics or mood of a song resonate with you, they say a lot about how you feel. And when a character from a movie or a book sticks in your head, it's probably because important aspects of his or her thoughts and feelings are parallel to your own feelings. So this is kind of how you start to become fully aware of you, and you start to learn more about yourself. And then you can decide if you want to maintain these moods, these attitudes, these demeanors, or you can actually make a conscious decision to change them. Taking a closer look in those moments where you're listening to a certain song, you're reading a certain book and identifying with that character, or you're looking at a certain movie and you can identify with that character, taking a closer look in those moments can actually teach you a lot about yourself. It can also provide kind of a great tool for explaining your feelings to other people, because some people have a hard time expressing how they feel because they don't understand how they feel themselves. But movies and music, they can actually help you with that. So finding your emotions in the expressions of artists allows you to learn about yourself and discover those feelings that are often really hard for you to communicate even to yourself, because you're not fully aware of you. You're not fully aware of what's going on with you. Have you ever heard a person say, "I don't know why I do that. I don't know why I behave that way"? That's because they're not fully aware of themselves. They're not, they haven't taken the time to become more self-aware. Sometimes you just can't find the words to say what you're feeling until you actually see it in front of you, or you see it in a movie, or you hear it in a song. Some people listen to certain songs and they'll break down crying, and because that song impacted them emotionally because of either something that they're still holding on to, something that happened in the most recent or in the present in their life, or something that they believe is going to happen in the future and they don't want it to happen. Or it could be a song that they're crying from tears of joy because it's a great memory. It's bringing about a great memory, or something really great is happening in the present, or they know something really wonderful is going to happen in the future. Listening to music, reading novels, watching films, and even looking at art can act as a gateway into your deepest emotions. So if you really want to become fully aware of you, that's a fun way for you to learn more about you, for you to become more self-aware. So you want to take a closer look the next time one of those mediums grabs your attention, and because you never know what you're going to find out about yourself. So don't ignore that. Some people go to a movie and they cry, and they just kind of shake it off and they go, "Oh, that was so touching." But if you're trying to learn more about yourself, or you're working at learning more about you and becoming more self-aware, then that would be a great time for you to learn something about yourself. In other words, why did that part of the movie touch you and bring up certain emotions within you? And if you laugh, like sometimes there are people who have different senses of humor. In other words, some people will have a dry sense of humor. Some people have kind of a flowing sense of humor. And so if you're a person with a dry sense of humor and you're the only one in the room laughing and everybody's looking at you like, "Yeah, that is so not funny," then you can learn something about yourself from that situation. But even if you're laughing along with everyone else and they all find it to be funny, you can still learn something about yourself. And the key to being more self-aware is really just taking the time to get to know you. And of course, I've mentioned it before, so I'll say it again, is that when all these things are taking place, or all these emotions, or if you watch a movie or you hear a song, then that's where your journal comes into play. You can journal about it. "I watched this movie tonight and this is what I felt." And then if you go back and read it like a week later, or even 2 weeks later, definitely if you go back like a month later and read it, you're going to say, "Wow, that impacted me this way." And you're really going to start to see yourself much more clearly. And as a result, you get to know you a lot better. When we get to know ourselves, then we can decide what we're going to deal with in our lives, what we're going to put away or dismiss from our lives, or what we're going to accept and actually enhance in our lives. In other words, if you realize that you're this funny person who's always operate on a subdued level where you always stay quiet, but when you see a funny movie, you just absolutely love it, and you kind of know the punchlines before they say it. Now you know that somewhere in you that you're actually not the introvert that you're pretending to be, and you're not pretending. It's just perhaps someone told you when you were a kid that, you know, kids should be seen and not heard, that you should be quiet, that you shouldn't, you know, laugh too loud, you shouldn't do this loud, you know, all the should nots of life that really stop you from flowing in your full positive energetic power. And so the thing about that is now you realize, wait, I actually like to laugh. I even like to make jokes. And so now all of a sudden you start to come out of your shell and you start to get closer to the true essence of who you are. And when you can do that, I can assure you, you're going to thrive. The only reason we don't thrive in life, or one of the main reasons that we don't thrive in life, is because we're holding ourselves back for the sake of other people. We're concerned about what other people think of us. But when you become truly self-aware, then you're going to connect and develop those relationships with people that resonate with you. You're not going to pretend to hold yourself back or hold yourself back because someone else can't handle it, because you've surrounded yourself. Let's say you're in the pool with the wrong fish. Okay. And so you're actually going to start to swim with fish that are more like you. And as a result, you guys are going to really flow and your life is going to flow much, much better. So take the time to pay attention to what's going on in your environment around you. You can learn a lot about how you make up your bed. For example, if you get up and you don't make up your bed, yeah, that kind of tells you some things about how you view life. Is it good or bad? That's not for me to say. But there's insight into every single thing that you do outside. For example, if you get up to eat breakfast and it was your intention to have grits and eggs for breakfast. I'm a southerner, so I eat yellow grits and I love them. Grits and eggs, and yet you find that you had to grab some instant oatmeal. That tells you something about yourself. So you become more self-aware. You say, wait a minute, I'm always missing the mark when I decide that this is what I'm going to eat. Why am I missing the mark? Because I don't get up on time. So that tells me what? I need to take the time to have a schedule, and I need to pay more attention to my life and how organized I am or how organized I'm not. So the thing is, whether you're organized or not, I'm not here to judge that. That's neither here nor there. But the point is, if organization is what you need in order to increase your income, in order to make your life flow better, in order to achieve huge goals that you've set for yourself, and you realize that you're operating outside of that, then you're not going to reach those goals. You're not going to get the lifestyle that you want. So now you know that you've got to modify some things. So that's the beautiful part about taking the time to become more self-aware. Finally, as we wrap up for today, now this, most people dread this, but if you say, you know, I really have a hard time figuring myself out, that's where you can seek feedback. Now, I'm going to put my caution. You guys know I normally have a caveat on certain things. People have a tendency to give you their opinion on your life and how they think you are. And sometimes people love to say things that make you feel like you're not as good. If you say, well, you know, tell me the things that I could stand to work on. Now, a truly good friend will tell you the things that you can work on and be honest about it, but you have to be the best judge of that. But under no circumstances should you allow anyone who gives you feedback to kind of tell you everything that you're not and everything that's wrong with you, because that's going to just poke holes into your self-esteem. Believe me, you have everything you need to achieve the level of success that you're intended to achieve in this lifestyle. In this lifetime, rather. And no matter what someone else says to you, whether it's a bunch of put downs, you have to really kind of toughen up a little bit and say, and decide, okay, what they're saying, some of what they say is, it is valid. some of what they're saying, the rest of what they're saying, it's not valid. So I'm going to throw that part away. Now, the stuff that's valid, I'm going to decide if I need to make certain changes in order to achieve a certain level in my life. So get feedback from people that you trust. Having a coach, a life coach, can really help a lot, because life coaches are more objective and they're certainly not going to bash you. At least they're not supposed to. So life coaches are really, especially a certified life coach, they have been taught what to say, what not to say, and how to deal with those types of situations. So you may want to hire someone temporarily to help get you on track. With that being said, you guys, that's all I have for you. Don't forget to stop by our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Yes, we did not have any power-up journal sheets for this week, but we will have power-up journal sheets for you next week. We're going to bring you a lot of great information that will help you increase your income and, of course, have better health. And we're really going to dig a little bit deeper as it relates to cultivating fruitful relationships with others. And I've got some really great stories on those. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with all three of these categories. We're going to be back tomorrow with more, and we're going to wrap up on giving you tips for becoming more self-aware. So with that being said, you guys, enjoy this Thriving Thursday, and don't forget to do life with power.